Shalom. This is Curtis Sabir reading an excerpt from the complete story of Hanukkah. Before his death, Mattathiah called his sons together and urged them to continue to fight in defense of Hashem's Torah. He asked them to follow the counsel of their brother Shimon, the wise. In waging warfare, he said their leader should be Judah, the strong. Judah was called Maccabee, a word composed of the initial letters of the four Hebrew words, Mi Kamoka Ba'elam Hashem. Who is like you, O Hashem? Antiochus sent his general Apollonius to wipe out Yehuda and his followers, the Maccabees. Though greater in number and equipment than their adversaries, the Syrians were defeated by the Maccabees. Antiochus sent out another expedition, which also was defeated. He realized that only by sending a powerful army could he hope to defeat Judah and his brave fighting men. An army consisting of more than 40,000 men swept the land under the leadership of two commanders, Nicanor and Gorgias. When Judah and his brothers heard of that, they exclaimed, "Let us fight unto death in defense of our souls and our temple." The people assembled in Mizpah, where Samuel the prophet of old had offered prayers to Hashem. After a series of battles, the war was won. Now the Maccabees returned to Jerusalem to liberate it. They entered the temple and cleared it of all the idols placed there by the Syrian vandals. Judah and his followers built a new altar, which he dedicated on the 25th of the month of Kislev in the year 3622. Since the golden menorah had been stolen by the Syrians, the Maccabees now made one of cheaper metal. When they wanted to light it, they found only a small cruse of pure olive oil bearing the seal of the high priest Yochanan. It was sufficient to light for only one day. By a miracle of Hashem, it continued to burn for 8 days till new oil was made available. That miracle proved that Hashem had again taken his people under his protection. In memory of this, our sages appointed these 8 days for annual thanksgiving and for lighting candles. L'chaim from Curtis Sabir, Pussyfoot, December 2012.